Well, that's usually the space between the house and the barn, but that you don't usually keep cattle in that though, or hogs.
What might you do there? Would it be grass?
Well, sometimes grass, if you're lucky enough to have grass.
But,
and that's where usually when they come in with their tractors, and that's where they leave them.
I see. You might leave a car there too.
Yes.
I see. This is new to me because the barnyard would be the place where it would be fed to me, and I'm just beginning to find this around here. And you're very consistent with the rest of them, so something I never thought of. Now the place where the cows graze in the
pasture.
Mm-hmm. And okay, what kind of fences did they have? Did they use around here? For different purposes.
Well, they usually call them just woven wire fences.
Well, barbed wire, too.
Well, yeah.
A what, ma'am?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Barbed wire at the top, usually, yeah. And woven wire at the bottom.
Well, they used to have them years ago, too.
Well, yeah, but not anymore.
I don't think they do that much.
No.
And the kind of fence you might have around your lot inside town would be a bunch of white boards like this, and you say, well, it's a white...
Well, we'd usually just call it a white board fence.
The kind that you take your stick and go along like that and make a noise.
That's picket fence.
That usually gets it.
Yeah. I don't think people build those much anymore.
They don't have much around here anyway, or any kind of wooden fences, I suppose.
No. Oh, some people have the white board fences. They cost too much nowadays.
Yes. How about a rail fence?
No.
No rail fences? No.
You might see them
they
here and there, but
there,
that would
but
be
they don't
just...
build them anymore.
No.
They used to have them around though?
Oh, yes.
What did they, how would they look? What would they look like?
Did you ever see a rail fence?
Well, I've seen them in Ohio, but I want to know what they look like here.
Well, they go like this, and then like this.
Rails, you know, kind of on top, like this.
Are they nailed together, the rails?
I don't know.
No, I believe they sometimes wired some.
Yeah, they might have.
Together.
It seems like you just push them over.
But then,
I guess they put a post, something up like this to kind of, I think they wired them to that.
But they didn't
They just rested on one another that way then.
They didn't often use a post very often. No.
Well, I just I don't know. I've seen them, but I just don't know how they were fastened together.
Fine. They don't have them made out of rocks or stones around.
No, not around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't have a word even for a rock fence, I suppose.
No, because we don't have. Don't have that many rocks.
Yeah. Did they have a piece of equipment that they'd use in the field to haul the rocks out of the field?
No.
They don't have a...
Never did.
No, not around here.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have the word stone boat or anything?
No.
Uh-uh. Okay. Now, if you had, you said you had one post, you might have 10, I'm just after the plural here, one post or 10
posts.
Okay. Now they used to, maybe they still do, I don't know, the hen setting, trying to hatch, and...
Not too much.
But suppose she's doing this, and you take her egg away, and you put something else in place. What do you call that fooler? You take her egg out, and
nest egg. Oh, that little glass egg we used to have. I never used any.
Do you ever call it not a Japan egg, but China?
Oh, China. Yeah, I guess they used to call them China eggs.
Yes.
That would be older than glass, or what was the word you had?
Yeah,
nest
China eggs.
Nest egg. We don't, I always call it. I never really had any.